الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روحي الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما أصاب من مصيبة إلا في كتاب من قبل أن نبرأها إن ذلك على الله يسير. وقال تعالى: وما أصاب من مصيبة إلا بإذن الله. وقال تعالى: ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس ليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا لعلهم يرجعون. وقال تبارك وتعالى: وما أصابكم من مصيبة إلا بإذن الله. وقال تعالى: ما أصابكم من حسنة فمن الله، وما أصابك من سيئة فمن نفسك. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. الله تبارك وتعالى says in these ayat, it is all about the conditions which come upon a person. Individually, collectively, difficult, hard conditions which come. The first ayat Allah Ta'ala says, مَا أَصَابَكَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مِن قَبْلِ أَن نَبْرَأَهَا إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. That whatever musibat, catastrophes, droughts, wars, torturing, the floods, all these difficulties that come, it was already written in Allah's kitab before Allah enacted it, before it happened. It was written long ago. In the hadith it comes that 50,000 years before Allah created the earth, Allah had written everything, which we call taqdeer. It was written in taqdeer. My taqdeer, our taqdeer, it was written there. And this earth was inhabited before man came on the earth by jinnat. And for many years, jinnats were only living here. Then Allah created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, then Allah sent him. So all this was written how long ago? From there we gauge the great vast knowledge of Allah. Allah's knowledge is so perfect to the minutest detail. 50,000 years before creating the earth, and how long ago was that? Everything what was going to happen, what is happening, what is still going to happen, Allah wrote it all down. So, yeah, in the other ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. That no musibat, all this catastrophes, hardships, difficulties come, but by the permission of Allah. One is by the command of Allah, and this is by the permission of Allah. So by the permission of Allah. So from here, maybe some questions come in our mind that when it's going to happen, we got no choice. It was going to happen. It was written in my taqdeer. It was going to happen. The answer to that is, Taqdeer is the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala. Allah knew what we are going to do. And according to that, Allah wrote it down. A simple example, a father tells his son that go to a certain place, go to Pretoria. And he knows 100% his son will go to Johannesburg. The way he knows his son, that though I gave him instructions to go to Pretoria, but I know he'll go to Johannesburg. And in fact, he tells his mother also, I told him to go Pretoria, but you'll see, he'll go to Johannesburg. And the father writes it down also, and the punishment for that also. And he goes to Johannesburg. So this does not mean the father gave him that instruction. And the father ordered that. The father gave the right orders. But he did the wrong thing. The father had that knowledge. He knew what he was going to do. So the father cannot be blamed. It was his own action. The father had the knowledge of it. On that, another question comes about, that when the father had the knowledge, Allah had the knowledge, people are going to do wrong, then why didn't Allah stop them? When Allah knew they are going to do wrong, then, and Allah has got the power over everything. If that was the case, then the system of Allah, which Allah has made to test us. Yes, so then there will be no test if everyone is like sort of forced to do the right thing and is not allowed to do the wrong thing, then there is no test. Like for the son, there is no jannat for the son. The son has to do its duty. And the son has got no choice that I'm very tired. Last night mosquitoes were biting me a lot and I can't get up now this morning. The son, it has to do, which are called the taqweeni umur, those orders of Allah, where to whom that order has been given, they can't do against that. Like the malaika, like the other creation of Allah. They have to do just what Allah has told them. So for them, there is no jannah for them, no jahannam. They're just doing their duty. But for us, Allah gave us a command, and if we fulfill it and do it correctly, there is jannah for us. And if we don't, then there is punishment for us. So there will be no test if Allah made everyone just do the right thing. And Allah's whole system was that حَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَنْ يُتْرَكُوا أَنْ يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Do people think that they will just be left like that? They will not be tested? No, they will be put to test. So these are all the tests of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah knows the result of the test. So Allah has written it down. Then in the other ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. That on the sand, on the land and on sea, all fasad has appeared. All the tsunamis in the seas, volcanoes, earthquakes, droughts, wars, tortures, all these things are taking place. Bima kasabat aydin nas, because of what man has done. Wa ya'fu an kathir, and Allah forgive, liyudhiqahum ba'd alladhi amilu, and that also is to let them taste just of some of their wrong action. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, whenever a person is caught committing a sin, he's exposed, be 100% sure it's not the first time he has done it. Allah's clemency, Allah's mercy, Allah covers up a person when he commits sin. But when he goes over the limit, then Allah exposes that person. Like for example, you fill a cup with water, with tea, with anything, then it's getting full, but it doesn't overflow. When it's now completely full, then it overflows. So we also, when we put sin in our lives, Allah doesn't expose us. But when we commit so much sin, and it overflows now, that is when we get exposed. And also, that while we are committing sin, if we make tawbah istighfar, we are dropping the level again. Allah gives us more time. If we make tawbah istighfar, and if we make sincere tawbah and istighfar, all the sin is taken out of that cup completely. And then Allah covers up a person, all his sins Allah covers up. And forever Allah covers those sins. But when we keep on, no tawbah istighfar, we just carry on, then we get exposed. And then we should realize for ourselves how evil we were When a person Allah does not love to expose a person's sin. Allah has commanded, you see somebody sinning, then you also not allowed to speak about it, unless it is that sin which affects other people. But if it is his own personal sin, don't speak about it, cover it up. So Allah loves to cover up sin. And if a person does get exposed, you can imagine how bad I am then. That Allah, the most merciful, He also exposed me. So, and the other ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, ma asaba min hasanatin famin Allah. Whatever good comes to you is from Allah. Wa ma asabaka min sayyatin famin nafsik. And whatever evil and wrong you do, it's your own doing. It's not Allah that made you do that wrong. Allah does not command anyone to do any wrong. If you do wrong, bi-idhnillah, the punishment comes by the permission of Allah. But Allah does not command anyone to do wrong. It is you yourself who are doing that. And in there also stand Allah's clemency. You just committed a sin, by chance, Allah doesn't take you to task. But when you persist in that sin, and you go over the limit, then Allah Ta'ala exposes you. So the conditions we find ourselves in the world today, whether it is collective, وَظَهْرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ, in the whole world, all these conditions, or your own self, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُّصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِي النَّاسِ, what has come to you, your halat, individually what people are suffering, whether it's some financial problems, whether it is some marital problems, whether it is some health problems, it is what you yourself have done. وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُّصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِي النَّاسِ لِيُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا, so that we make them taste the taste of the wrong they have done. And now you see the result of it. In that, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes, when Allah Ta'ala punishes a person, there are two types of punishment. One is a lighter punishment and one is a heavy punishment. The lighter punishment is that you were doing wrong. If, for example, you became paralyzed, you became blind, you lost all your money. For us, this is a very big thing, but that's a lighter punishment. Because in that, normally, a person will make tawbah istighfar. He'll realize, he turns to Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala corrects his matter again. And the other heavy punishment is when it comes in deen. Now you are deprived of namaz, which we don't regard as a punishment also. Now you are deprived of coming to masjid. You are deprived now, you are keeping rozas, you are deprived. You are making tahajjud, you are deprived. That's the heavy punishment from Allah. But we take it the opposite. If a person become paralyzed, very big problem. Well, now he is not making tilawat anymore, it's no problem. A person who realizes, like one murid, student told his ustad that Allah is so merciful and so kind to us. We are so disobedient, but still how many ni'mat is giving to us. We are still living, we are getting our food, we are living, going about, doing our day-to-day things, everything. The ustad said, my son, you are still very immature. You are still far from the reality. Allah, because of our sins, He has kept us in heavy guna, and we don't even realize that we are in guna. He asked him, when last did your eyes fill up with tears in the fear of Allah, in the love of Allah, to be deprived that no tears come to our eyes? That's the azab from Allah Ta'ala. When did we get to tawfiq of tahajjud? And tahajjud, seriously, we lifted our hands and we connected with Allah Ta'ala. If that is not happening, that's a azab from Allah. Dunya's ni'mat, which we think are ni'mat, kuffar are enjoying, and many kuffar got more. Allah gives dunya things to whom He loves and to whom He does not love. Riches of this world, enjoyments of this world, Allah gives it to His beloved also, and He gives it to His enemies also. That is no criteria of the love of Allah. Whom Allah loves, He gives that person deen. If we have got iman, and just not the words of iman, the reality of iman. On that point, see about 83 ayat, Allah Ta'ala has said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. which is a very special address. Now normally we take it, I am a mu'min, Allah is speaking to me, but have I got iman in me? What is iman? That, for example, fajr time is the command to make fajr now. If that iman is in me, it will wake me up. It will make me go to namaz. I'm not feeling so well. I'm a bit groggy. My nose is running, or some other little problem. But iman won't allow us to sleep. That is what is iman. We are walking on the road and we see some woman, a street woman, who is really a dirty, filthy woman. And some of us interpret it as beautiful woman. They are not beautiful women. They are street women. They are dirty, filthy women. If iman, then we won't look at all. If we are looking, then that perhaps there is no iman, or that iman is very low. We speak lies, we backbite, and we don't even think, no tawbah, no istighfar, that our iman is very, very low, or perhaps no iman. So we should see if there is iman in us. So iman will make us do those things. That is whom Allah is referring to as His beloved, ayyuhal ashiqoon. Not just any person who said, qalatil arabu amanna, qul lam tu'minu, walakin qulu aslamna. Walamma yadkhulil imanu fi qul. When iman will enter in your heart, then you can say, now I've got iman. But just like that to claim, I've got iman, like some nursery schools, they write the university for toddlers. So that toddler, which university, they just wrote there, and they put that cap on the head of that two-year-old boy also. So just by keeping the name of iman doesn't mean iman. Iman is a reality. And as ulama have written, that iman which can't save us from gunas yet. How is that iman going to save us from the fire of Jahannam and from the wrath and anger of Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah? So it's something that we have to be very, very concerned. Also, Allah Ta'ala brings difficult conditions on the disbelievers, on those who are disobedient to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah brings difficult conditions on His beloved ones also, and those that Allah loves also. Shu'aib alayhi salam, different riwayat, up to 18 years he was so seriously ill, everyone abandoned him. His people who followed him, who became Muslims, they his family abandoned him. The only one that stood by him was his wife. Otherwise, everyone had abandoned him. He was a very wealthy Nabi of Allah. He lost all his wealth also. And he was sick all for 18 years. So halat come on the pious people also. And on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what halat came. On the Sahaba, what halat came. And these difficult conditions come on the kuffar also. The one is to understand that these conditions which come, is it in my favor or is it against me? You just have to ask your heart. If you are content with it, it is from Allah. And Allah knows. And I'm content. Mutma'in baithe hai ya Rab, ke tu hakim bhi hai, hakim bhi hai. We are sitting content, O Allah, that you are hakim, you do as you please. And you are hakim, you don't just do haphazardly. You know what you are doing. And this difficulty you have sent on me, you know why you have sent it to me. And I am content with this condition. In there, when a person is content like that, his gunas get maaf. Allah raises his stages very high in the akhirat. Allah raises his stages in dunya also. And when these conditions come, and you are angry with Allah, that, Ya Allah, why you send this problem to me? Why you bring this difficulty in my life? Then know that is an azab from Allah. And that is also a small azab. وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ We let them taste of the small azab, whatever, so that they can take a lesson. And when a person takes a lesson, and now when he's in problems, it's one a choice, he will go to now to Allah, he'll go to masjid, he'll start with namaz, etc. I've got a problem, I must turn, get up for tahajjud. The other attitude is, now I'll go and drink. alcohol, to drown my sorrows. I'll start taking drugs. So it is a choice at that time. If when the halat come, it's a test from Allah. And either it's up to us. Man has been made such that Allah made him responsible for his action. If you do the right thing, you go closer to Allah. If you do the wrong thing, you'd go further from Allah Ta'ala. So all those halat which come, they come on the righteous also, and they come on the sinful. They come on the believers also, they come on the non-believers. They come on the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they come on the ummah also. So it is, every person must see his heart. And it's just a matter of the needle just turning the direction in the correct way. Or as Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahab rahmatullah alayhi explained, that a train that is moving and a station which is called a junction, where trains change their directions. Just out of the platform, previously, now also, they've got a certain lever which they just turn this way, and now it changes the direction of the train. Before it was done manually, now it must be done automatically, controlled in the control room. But just that one moving that lever this way, that train that was going in the north goes to the south now. Train that was going to the east was going to the west. So when this halat coming and they're taking us to destruction, just move the lever and go towards the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah's rahmat is drawn by the tears of the eyes. That it just sheds some tears. And if you can't, Allah is even satisfied on that. Just make your face like a crying person. That everyone can do. Tears perhaps cannot come. And a poet says, if you say you cannot tears do not come from your eyes, then how is it that rivers flow from rocks? When rivers can flow from rocks, and how many rivers? Their origin is a rock. And from there, rivers are flowing. So why can't tears come from your eyes? You just have to pay attention. Turn to Allah. Think about the greatness of Allah, the azab of Allah, the great mercy of Allah, how ungrateful I am, and tears will have to come. The jumudul ayn, the tears that don't come, are because of qaswat qulub. The hearts have become hard. When hearts are soft, automatically small things, tears just come to the eyes. But when the heart has become hard, and the heart becomes black, and the heart becomes full of doubts, and the heart becomes a sick heart. And one is qalb-e salim, a good healthy heart. Opposite to that is a sick heart. And when there is ghaflat, unmindfulness in the heart doesn't think about any consequences of anything. That condition is very bad on a person. And the remedy is straightforward and easy. Dhikrullah. Tilawat of Quran Sharif, the company of the righteous and the pious. Come to the masjid where the malaika abound, where there are people who have come just for the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And there your heart will become soft and you'll turn to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So when these conditions come, we should turn to Allah Ta'ala in all sincerity and beg Him for his favors. So it appears from the beginning ayat that this is in taqdeer and we can't do anything about it. But the other ayats explain that it is our doing. From the other ayats it appears that Allah knew. Then why didn't Allah stop it? Allah explains it that Allah Ta'ala has made this world of a test for us. That is why Allah did not stop it. And Allah, if He wishes to, He can stop it. But it's a test for us. And in the test, one is a overall general test for the whole world. Muslims, non-Muslims, everything. Zahra al-fasadu fil barri wal-bahri bima kasabat aydin nas. But what people have done, why bad conditions have come. لِيُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا. So that they can taste of some of the evil they have done. Not all the evil. And وَيَعْفُوا عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. And vast majority Allah Ta'ala forgives. If we have to put it according to our calculations, we can say 99.999% Allah forgives. And He only takes us to task for one small thing of ours. And that we see what conditions we come. Had he taken us to task for all the 99%, as it comes in the hadith, in the Quran Sharif, when Qiyamah will come, when the sun and the moon will crash with one another, the people will be, there won't be any more depression, there won't be any more anxiety, we can't explain. Ya ayyuha an-nas taqoo rabbakum inna zalzalata as-sa'ati shay'un 'azeem yawma tarawnaha tadhhalu kullu murdhi'atin amma wa tara an-nas sukara wa ma hum bisukara walakin 'adhab Allahi shadeed. What will be the condition on that day? So when Allah Ta'ala is to take a person to task like that, for us it is simple and easy in abatil Allah. And that also sincerely, not a show of it. Not just to show somebody, husband and wife problem. Now you're just showing your husband I've changed. Or you just show your wife I've changed. That is not what is sincerely in your heart. And that is also, see how the Sahaba, when they changed, they became Muslims, they accepted Islam. And then what halat came on them also, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And how many other sahaba, what difficult. One time they came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he was lying down easily at the Kaaba Sharif, and they say, made dua, Allah remove these difficulties. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam sat up angrily, his face became red. You people are too much in a hurry. There were those people that they put a saw on their head, and for iman they sawed them in two pieces. They made a person, one leg fastened with one camel and the other leg with another camel, and they made them go run in separate directions. Oh, you people are too much. So what the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, but eventually what came, and amongst them the Sahaba, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu is one of the few Sahabas who went to so many difficulties at what Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala went. But when they made sabr, this is what is required. وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا, when you are genuine and you are sincere and you go through all the difficulties on the occasion of the conquest of Makkah, when Makkah Sharif was conquered, and the conquest was now supposed to be announced. And how was it going to be announced? By Adhan. And Adhan were on the top of the Kaaba. That now where Adhan will be given. Like when Muhammad Fatih conquered Istanbul, then in the masjid where they went Fajr time, and by Zohar they won the battle and they gave Adhan. This is now Muslim land. And till today it is Muslim land. Allah make it in reality also it remains Muslim land, not just by name, that it is Muslim land. And that Hagia Sophia, which was the biggest cathedral of the Christians, by Zohar, they gave Adhan there. So yeah, on the conquest of Makkah, Adhan was to be given. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam ordered, where is Bilal? Call Bilal. He must go and give Adhan. Who? The black Abyssinian slave. He was a slave. He was a black person from Abyssinia. And you go and give. The senior Sahaba said that if some senior person of the Quraysh give the Adhan, we have conquered Makkah Sharif, the Quraysh, a very elite community, who thought of themselves as very high. They will feel it very bad that an Abyssinian slave is giving the Adhan, making the announcement of the conquest. Somebody else, some honorable person of the Quraysh should go and give the Adhan. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, Allahu Akbar, what did he say? Abu Bakr won't give Adhan. Umar won't give Adhan. Bilal will go. That at the time when the arrows were coming down, who was there who took the arrows on the front of his body? At the time when he was tortured on the hot sands of Arabia, and he was placed on hot rocks, and the fat of his body melted, who did it? All the sacrifices. So if we also make our sacrifices, Allah rewards us in this world already. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went for Mi'raj, And when he came back, he said, "Oh Bilal, what amal do you do? I was walking in Jannat and your footsteps were in front of me." A black Abyssinian slave. Allah doesn't see whether you are Quraysh or whether you are Arab or whether you are Gujarati or whether you are Chinese. Allah sees your amal. You can be black outside, but when your heart is white like that, how Allah Ta'ala raises you. And that is an option for everyone. No matter who you are, a learned person or an unlearned person, a rich person or a poor person, a man or a woman, an old man or a young person. MashaAllah, there are so many young girls, what qualities they have got. Young boys, what qualities they have got. Any person, it's up to us. We turn to Allah in sincerity, not just an outward show. And if our problem is not getting solved, be sure that there is dal mein kaala hai. There is something wrong that we are doing. Which Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib rahmatullah Ali explained, that you are standing on the freeway, your car got stuck, your car is on the side, and you're seeing the other cars are zooming past, speed they going past. Then it isn't cars are bad. My car got a fault. That's why I'm stuck here. And whatever, I got a puncture. My petrol is finished. There's a blockage of the petrol not reaching the engine. Whatever, I got a problem. If I see my problems are not getting solved, it's my problem. There's something wrong that I have to reflect now and ponder, what am I doing? Isn't there ikhlas in me? Am I just doing it for... Otherwise, problems will just get solved. Allah will solve the problems. Allah, that time will come when you'll have to pay for your action. But then the day will come. How for Bilal? Where Allah put him? In this world, the only person on top of the Kaaba. And who was he? The only person in front of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. In Jannat already. Who was he? So it is up to us. So the solution to all this is, halat will come. Whether they by the command of Allah, whether they by our actions, what we have to do in now return, we must turn to Allah in sincerity. And every problem a person has got, that problem hasn't come from outside. It has come from yourself. مَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ حَسَنَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ سَيِّئَةٍ فَمِنْ نَفْسِكَ. Whatever difficulty and hardship, it's you yourself, it's from you, you did something. That is why that has come. Outwardly it might look that car came and bumped you. You were just standing at the robot. And somebody came and bumped you from the back. You have done something that Allah is using that person to come and bump you. You are just walking casually and crooks come and they rob you. You have done something why Allah has brought those crooks to come to you. Every condition comes, it is within from a condition from ourselves. And the solution to it also is not the police, it's not the government, it's not other people. The solution is also in yourself. The problem emanates from you, the solution is from you. And so Allah has made it easy, didn't make it impossible, that the solution is from outside people. Husband and wife got a problem, the solution is not in the wife's attitude. The solution is not in the husband's attitude. It's in yourself. You correct yourself and you be sincere. And if you see it's not coming right, check up. Why isn't it coming right? If I have changed my battery and still my car is not starting, there is another problem. Find out what's the problem. I fill the petrol and still it's not moving. There is a problem. Find out what is the problem. So if otherwise, Allah Ta'ala, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. Allah's system, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ. It's not that he just sitting on the throne, heart attack for this person, accident for that person, cancer for that person. Na'udhu billah. That is not the system of Allah. مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ. Of your azab. In shakartum wa amantum. All you have to do, shukr. And bring proper iman. Don't just have the name of iman. Have the reality of iman. You have that. Wa kana Allahu shakiran alim. And Allah is, by His nature, He has always been shakir. What reason has Allah got to be shakir, thankful? We have to be thankful, Allah, from Allah. But you do some good, Allah appreciates it. And then he rewards you, and he rewards you abundantly, and he opens the roads for you, and he gives you honor, and he gives you respect, and he gives you everything in this dunya, what he'll give in akhirah. And alima, Allah knows exactly what the condition of your heart, how sincere you are, how that you are doing your amal according to sunnah, how that you are destroying the commands of Allah Ta'ala. Allah knows what you are doing privately and what you are giving a beautiful picture outwardly. When you speak of a problem also, and then how good you are, how much you do, but your bad qualities that you don't speak about. All your good, I do this, and I do this, and I tolerate this, and I tolerate that. But until you don't speak, you go to doctor, and you tell him that I'm feeling very well, my sugar is all right, my cholesterol is all right. Doctor will ask, why you came here? And you say, I'm very sick. But you say, there's nothing wrong with me. We are sick, and we still feel that we are not wrong. We are not doing anything wrong. We are doing be sincere. And at least, if you're not sincere with your wife also, you're not sincere with your sheikh also, you're not sincere with Allah Ta'ala also, be at least sincere to yourself. You want the goodness for yourself. So be sincere to yourself at least. And if you do that, no drug problem, no other problem can stop your progress. You just have to be sincere and work on it and turn to Allah. And Allah has given us the night not to sleep, to cry to Him. Allah has given us the day to keep roza for Him. How He loves that roza. Allah has given us the time to make namaz, to make tilawat. You draw the rahmat of Allah. Allah wants to pour His rahmat down. He's just looking for excuses, smallest excuses, and Allah pours His rahmat down. So how can't we then be moving forward? Whether the whole ummah, whether it's Palestine, whether it's the conditions in Syria, the Rohingya refugees in Burma, or whether the Uyghur Muslims in China, whatever all the difficulties, everyone turns to Allah Ta'ala. When a Palestinian explains, and he's appealing to the world to help them and turn to them, but he's explaining with a t-shirt with a nice sign on it. Then how is Allah's help going to come? See in ourselves, can't we see our wrong that we are doing? If you are giving a bayan and you are saying we must see our wrongs that we are doing, but you are in wrong, you are looking at women. Women are looking at you. And if we have become so blind that we can't see the open wrong that we are involved in, when we are following the interfaith, which is, we can say we looking at interfaith with this, but they are using you for their purposes. When we make the government, the constitution of the government, our criteria and our benchmark, and we forget the constitution of Allah, and Allah says the only religion accepted by Allah is the deen of Islam. And Allah will not accept any other religion besides Islam. And we say, the government says that all religions are equal. So we must accept it. Otherwise, go out of this country. The country belongs to Allah. قُلْ إِلَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ Allah Ta'ala is the king of all kingdoms. Everywhere, Allah's rule has to reign supreme. قُلْ إِلَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ Allah gives kingdom to whom He wants to. When He was to, the Bani Israel were downtrodden. They had no power. They had no force. They had nothing by them. When He wants to, He gave them the ready-made kingdom of Egypt and put it in their hands. And when Allah wants to snatch His kingdom, He takes it away from Fir'aun, who was ruling with the iron fist, who ruled for 400 years without a headache. How he ruled, and who said that these rivers flow in Egypt by my command. Don't you see the river? When Allah, He took everything away from him and gave it overnight to the Bani Israel. When Allah wants to, this country that was ruled by the Nationalist Party, the Afrikaners, and how they ruled with the iron fist, when Allah wanted to, they built the country. They made all the amenities, all the roads, all the infrastructure, Allah took it, and who they made zulm upon. They looked at them as down, the local black people, Allah handed it over to them. One day it was a government, a parliament house full of white faces. The next day, parliament house full of black faces. Allah does as He wants to. When He wants to, Indira Gandhi, she's ruling India, and her own bodyguards, they shoot her dead. When Allah wants to, Parvoot, one of the prime ministers of South Africa, he stabbed dead in parliament by somebody in parliament. Everything is Malik al-Mulk, tu'til mulka man tasha, wa tanzi'u al-mulka mimman tasha, wa tu'izzu man tasha, wa tudhillu man tasha. Whom Allah wants to, Allah gives respect and honor. Whom Allah wants to, He gives disgrace and humiliation. Wa tu'izzu man tasha, wa tudhillu man tasha, bi yadika al-khayr. All good is in the hands of Allah. Turn to Allah, come to Allah, and the best time is in our namazes. The best time is in tahajjud. The best time is with roza. Turn to Allah, and Allah will give you. He can't. He won't deprive you. Bi al khair, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. Alladhi yuliju layla fi nahar, wa yuliju nahar fi layl. Allah makes the day enter into the night, and the night enter into the day. In summer, Allah makes the day enter into the night, short nights and long days. And in winter, Allah makes the night enter into the day. That now long days in summer, short nights. Allah does as He wants to. Tuliju layla fi nahar, wa tuliju nahar fi layl, wa tukhriju al-hayya min al-mayyit. Allah takes out the dead, tukhriju al-hayya, the living from the dead. From the dead egg of a hand, Allah takes out a living chicken. Whose qudrat? Who can do that? Which scientist can do that? Who takes out from a dead egg, Allah takes out a living chicken. And when does that chicken, when does that egg hatch? On its specific time, whether it is a fowl, whether it is a bird, whether it's an ostrich, everyone on the specific time, the shell just cracks and the living chicken comes out. Which oxygen was in that shell? Which fowl food was being given to that chicken there? Which water, drop of water was given there? Who was it? None other but Allah. تُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَتُخْرِجُ الْمَيَّةَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ. And Allah takes out the dead from the living. From the living hand, Allah takes out a dead egg. From a living hand, Allah takes out 8, 10, 12 dead eggs. And from the dead egg, Allah takes out a living chicken. تُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَتُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتِ مِنَ الْحَيِّ وَتَرْزُقُ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. And Allah gives rosy. See His qudrat. You don't need shops. You don't need farms. You don't need anything. Allah gives you your rosy without any calculations. Allah just gives. No quota system. Just take. Allah Ta'ala gives. That is our Allah. We have to turn to Allah. We don't have to be afraid of the conditions which are now. Conditions which are now are very light conditions. We take them to be very heavy. Heavy conditions were, for example, many at the time of when Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam passed away. What a sad occasion. Even today, a person, when he hears, he reads about, and you read any Sirat Kitab, the life of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, and when you come to the end, tears have to come out from this Nabi and all who is karname, what he did, and now that he passed away, tears come to the eyes of the Ummati till today. What was it on the Sahaba? What was it on the closest to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Fatima, subbat alayhi al-masa'id, that Fatima radiallahu ta'ala, what problems have been, that if those problems were put on the day would have become night. What they had to go to the Azwaj Mutahharat, all the Sahaba. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu stands up and says, whoever says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has passed away, yes, my sword. He's just gone to meet Allah, he will come back again. What was the condition of the Sahaba? So that was one condition. Then it was a condition, a deen was there, and the Khilafat, Masala of Khilafat, who will be the next Amir. And the condition there also came, the Ansar were making their Mashura. That who they will choose an Amir from amongst them. The Quraysh were making a Mashura. Sayyidina Umar and Hazrat Abu Bakr went to the Ansar and said, Al-Amiru min al-Quraysh, Al-A'immatu min al-Quraysh. The leader, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will always be a Qurayshi. He will be the Amir. And so that was a big masala. Then the worrying of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the same time, Hirakal, the leader, the king of the Roman Empire, came with an army of 200,000 people to fight the Muslims and to finish up Medina Sharif for once and for all. At the same time, Musaylamatul Kadhab, he claimed prophethood, that he's a prophet now. At the same time, other people said, we won't give zakat now. Mani'een is zakat. At the same time, in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had dispatched the jamaat, the warrior, the jihad, for jihad, Hazrat Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And 30,000 people had gone. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a great sahabi, he's under a 17-year-old boy, and he's also under his imarat, and they've been sent. And then Hazrat Umar takes permission when he gets the news at the first halting place, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam has passed away. Which of the Sahaba didn't want to come back to Medina? That we also want to make janaza namaz. We also, but the command was this jamaat must go out. 99% of the Sahaba were of the opinion that this jamaat must not go out. That from the 200,000 people, Medina Sharif was no men left. Only women and children left in Medina. And when this army of the Roman Empire will come, what will happen to Medina Sharif? And everyone was of the opinion, Allahu Akbar. One man, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he told Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Jabbarun fil jahiliyyah, Jabbarun fil Islam, that in the days of ignorance, what a strong man you were. Now, why have you become weak here? And he said that the army of Osama will definitely go. There is no one that can. What was the whole crux of the whole thing? Halat, conditions were there. And can we imagine such conditions today? What conditions? But he did not look at halat. He looked at ahkam. What are the laws of Allah? Allah's law was that the jamaat must go. That jamaat is going to go, no matter what happens. And as Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, if that enemy comes and they kill all the azwaji mutahharat, the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and their bodies are lying on the streets of Medina, nobody to bury them, and the wild animals of the jungles come, and they eat them up, and Amirul Mu'mineen, Abu Bakr himself also, as one man, what is he going to do? If they kill him also, and his body is lying, and the wild animals eat their bodies, no problem. But deen and the commands of Allah cannot be put number two. Forget leaving it out, it can't be put number two. Deen and Islam will be number one, halat will be number two. If that is all we have to do, see the commands of Allah with sincerity in our heart. Not I'm too weak, not the conditions, people don't listen, people don't understand. You do what you have to do. And then see the help of Allah. Because of that, Allah Ta'ala brought Islam to us today, 1400 years ago. Allah gave us the passports of Jannah. Allah gave us the visas and tickets of Jannah. Otherwise, what should our condition have been? And it was their sacrifice. So today we must make that sacrifice. Not only for ourselves, for our progeny, for the community, for the non-believers, those people who are causing harm to Islam, this is the time that we cause goodness to them. We don't follow in their stupid, filthy ways, their pedal tenors, their fashions, their brand names, their lifestyles, their holidays, their houses, how they make. We don't follow. We show them the way of Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nahnu qawmun a'azzana Allahu bil Islam. We are people whom Allah has given us honor only and only and only through Islam. Wa in natlubul izza fi ghayril Islam. If we look for our honor in anything else besides Islam, in university degrees, our big, big businesses, our big, big mansions, our luxury cars, we look for those things. My value is according to the car I drive. My value is according to the shoe I wear. If that is the case, أَذَلَّنَا Allah. Allah will once more disgrace us. And that is what we are suffering. We just have to bring Islam into our lives. And the examples are clear. And reality is there. We have got Quran Sharif. We have got Hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We must lead the people. Well, we must not be like the seeing people telling a blind person, you guide me. And a person who is healthy, who can walk, who can run and jump, He tells a paralyzed person, put me on your back and you lead me. The kuffar are blind people. They are paralyzed people. They got nothing whatsoever. And we're following in their lifestyle. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, Sayyidul Anbiya, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. What a beautiful example. The beloved of Allah. His ways are beloved. Every sunnah is so dear and so beloved to Allah. You follow that way. Where we are following the ways of the kuffar, Allah give us tawfiq to understand. Having a nikah now, and one of the things, of the many things of nikah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, تُنْكَحُ الْمَرْأَةُ لِأَرْبَعِينَ. Normally, a woman is married for one of four reasons. Mostly amongst us, it is for beauty. When a man looks for a girl and the in-laws look for a daughter-in-law, they look for beauty. From the girl's side, they look for a wealthy husband. The husband must have money. That is what they look for. We must see what Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said. On both sides, falfar bidhati deen. The nikah parties come forward. We must look at deen. And if you look at deen, you will get your success. And if you look at anything else, then we sit with our problems in our nikah also. So always we must look for deen. That is the advice and the command of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And you will find that your married life in this world is a life of jannah here. But it is when deen will be in our lives. Otherwise, we get lost in this world with all the wrong things in this world and the wrong system. Allah give us all tawfiq that we make our nikahs according to the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam went through so much of difficulty and hardship to establish deen. Today we are forcing deen out of our marriages, out of our weddings, out of our homes, out of our businesses. We have to bring deen into our lives. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.